For football fans, the season is drawing to a close. For some fans, it's been a good year. Others, not really. But how about this for a radical thought? If you're not happy with your team, should you be choosing another? That's what one football fan's proposing. Damien Riley, writing in The Spectator, is a former Manchester United supporter. He's now an Arsenal fan and has said that those not happy with the club and manager Arsene Wenger should just find another team to support. I did this, actually. He's with me now. Damien, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And the former Nolan Show editor and football geek, David Gordon, is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. My apologies, Damien, for having to speak to David, but that's the way it goes. So set this out, Damien. What do you mean here?
Well, I don't understand why it's such a controversial idea. I think football is a product. It's a billion-dollar product. It's marketed at you. You're treated very much like a consumer. And I don't see why, if you're a consumer, you can't choose which product to buy. And I think...
Well, is it not more about loyalty to a team no matter what?
I don't understand that point. You see, everything else in your life, you choose. You choose your wife. If your wife changed beyond all recognition, you may divorce. If you're a restaurant, your favourite restaurant changed beyond all recognition, you stop going there. But with football, it seems you're not allowed to do that. And I don't understand why.
That's because you're not a fan, basically. You're more of a tourist at stadiums than a fan. You're applied logic where there is no logic. It's just one of those things in life where there's something more than cold, hard facts. It's not an entertainment business. That's the key point to remember here. It's not going to the cinema or the theatre. My favourite actor might be Robert De Niro. I don't go to the cinema with a Robert De Niro t-shirt and cheer him every time he goes on the screen and boo Al Pacino. And here's an example. I think this is a real clincher.
They watch Star Wars. They end up getting Star Wars tattoos or they think they're stormtroopers.
Well, when I go to see my team, Man City, I'd rather they won the most boring match 1-0.
We apologise for that profanity this morning.
I would rather it was the most boring match and we won with the last kick of the game, the first shot on target, than a 6-5 thriller that was the best match ever seen that we lost. I would go away from that depressed. It's not entertainment. Entertainment is a byproduct for fans. It's not the most important thing. Likewise, if the best goal ever was scored against us, I would hate it. I wouldn't even be able to watch it again on TV. I would switch the TV off.
Yes, but that's crazy.
I'm a traditional fan. Damien is not. Damien's applying cold
hard. Well, that's a Damien reply.
Oh, absolutely.
So what is it you like about your team?
It's just my team. That's all it is. It's about kinship. It's collective experience about the highs and lows. I mean, you can go into all sorts of psychological reasons about why blokes in particular
teams
are in
change
there.
Over years. So you're essentially supporting different. Well, you don't stick with your team.
Stick with your team.
The team essentially changes,
that's the
right?
Rules.
Over the years.
That's the way it works.
Yes. So therefore, you're not supporting the same team, David. You're supporting different people over the years.
It's still the same team. It comes and goes. I swear.
Well, how is it the same team if it comes and goes?
It's called the same team. It's Manchester City.
So it's just about the name.
It's about the identity. It's about what I am. You can't change teams as a fan. It just doesn't work like that. I really fear. I read his article. I really enjoyed it. I see he has applied logic where there is no logic. So fair play to him. But I fear deep down he's actually a snowflake. He supported Manchester United until such times as things went bad, or relatively bad in their terms, and he ran away to support Arsenal. And now things are going pretty bad there as well.
Let's let him get a shout here.
Well, I understand the passion, and I think it's funny when you start any argument and you just say, there is no logic to this, but this is what I believe. You're on shaky ground straight away. But I hate to break it to you. Although you love your team very much, your team doesn't love you. Your team has no idea who you are. The only thing your team wants from you is money. And in that respect, it's like we all have a friend who has fallen in love with someone that is using them. And sometimes your friend can be completely blind to that. And they're being used for money. And I think that is exactly how it is with most modern football clubs. They just want your money. Season after season, the prices go up and up. And you keep paying. But your team has done nothing for you lately.
Oh, yes, it has. It's won matches. It's given me some of the biggest highs in my life. And I don't actually think that's true. I think that's a very cynical, Thatcherite approach to sport.
What bit of it that he said is untrue? The team doesn't know who you are, nor do they care who you are.
I think
the prices go up, and it's all about money.
I think some of the players care more, not just about money. I think when Vincent Kompany says that scoring a goal after being out injured is worth all the frustration.
Yeah,
when
but it's worth it to him, David. It's worth it to him.
When he salutes the fans and so they
you don't matter
him
to him, do you?
I think collectively the City fans do matter to him. I think that shared love that we have with each other is an important
hang
thing.
Hang on. If he... Are you talking about a striker here?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the Man City captain company.
Okay. So you're talking about Vincent Kompany?
Yes.
If he got a better offer from another team, he'd go.
I'm not sure that's true. I suspect he has had offers from at the peak. He has had offers from the Barcelona's in this world. He's married a Manchester girl.
There's no loyalty from players. There's no loyalty from managers. I don't understand why there's this sort of unthinking loyalty from fans.
There's an interesting discussion in all this about why men in particular are into football, and some of it's about nostalgia for childhood, some of it's about father-son relationships and the importance to it there. Some of it's about basically that if there was no football, we'd have nothing to talk about in pubs.
Well, women are into football
too. They are too, but particularly blokes into it, and particularly blokes are particularly irrational about it at times.
If we apply your logic then, David,
and I know you don't get it, Stephen, because you've had about three teams in your life, and now you don't have any teams.
I do. I'm a season ticket holder for Manchester United.
How many times have you been this season?
What?
How many times?
None.
None. None at all. You're a season ticket holder.
Yes.
You paid money.
Yes.
A seat somebody else could have.
Yes.
And you haven't been this season at all.
Yes, I haven't been.
You're not a fan.
I'm a normal person. Now, listen to this.
I don't think anyone would agree with that.
If we apply your logic that there is an inbuilt loyalty for life, then any footballer who takes a better offer for another team is disloyal.
That's, for them, it's partly a career. So, I mean, come and go.
Well, that's Damien's point.
But the point is fans stick with it for life. They don't run away.
Why should fans stick with it for life?
That's the way
it
works.
If the footballers in a team don't.
What, I mean,
also,
the whole point is, what does fans stand for? It stands for fanatic. You're trying to apply logic to something that isn't logical.
If you support a team, that's great, I think, and you really enjoy it. But if the manager changes, if the players change, if the style of play changes, if everything about the club changes, what is it you're still supporting? If you don't even enjoy the product that they're producing, it makes you unhappy. Why do you continue supporting them? And what does support
them? There are times when football has treated me badly, and you stick with it. That's the rule. You stick with the team.
Why?
It's character building. It's partly about banter. You wouldn't be taken seriously with your mates if they bantered you and you said, you know where you're right, I'm not going to support them anymore.
Damien, to give you a sense of the man you're talking to here, right, when he's talking about logic, and this is a true story that happened about just over a year ago. There's a live television show on the BBC, Damien, called Nolan Live. I present it, and David was the editor of that programme. And we were about 30 minutes before transmission. It was maybe about 20 minutes before transmission, actually.
This is all made up.
And Damien, he came into my dressing room and I bantered him about the fact that Manchester City were losing. This is 20 minutes before a live television show where there's quite a lot going on, full-on political show. And what's he do? He walked out and refused to speak to me the whole night.
Is
that not a sense of how it all goes too far?
No.
Well, you can't argue with a man like that, I guess. You can't reason with him.
Well, maybe you can't, but I mean, that of course is typical Nolan spin. He has no memory of anything, so he doesn't really remember what happened.
Mickey's in West Belfast with a good question. Morning, Mickey.
Oh, you were saying, like Manchester United for toxic, you're loyal to that team, but if they change players, it's a different team all the time, so it's not the same.
Yes.
Well, I give you for instance, if you married a woman, she was 21 stone, and she lost 7 stone, she would be a different woman, but you're still married her. Still had to be loyal to her. She had a facelift. She'd be a different woman, but she'll still be the same woman. So all them supporters are married to their team, no matter what.
Damien?
It doesn't quite hold up, that analogy. I mean, people do get divorced. People do change. You may get married to a woman who changes completely, or you might change yourself completely, and you're no longer compatible. You no longer make each other happy. It seems to me completely ridiculous to stay there for the sake of it, especially if it's something as trivial as football, when you'd be happier walking away.
There's the point. It's not trivial to those who probably thought. How long will you be with Arsenal if this so-called slump continues before you go somewhere else?
There's no so-called slump. They came second last season and doing very well in the FA Cup. They beat Manchester United and Manchester City in the last 2 weeks.
But you're going to stick with them forever then, or if they have if they get rid of Wenger, will you go somewhere else?
If you cut me, I bleed red.
Jim in North
Ireland.
Morning, Jim.
Question.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're one of these Man United supporters.
Yes.
I blame the parents.
He's not really a United supporter.
What do you mean, Jim?
Well, I'm a Chelsea supporter. I mean, we've been in the second division together and back up.
So you've been a Chelsea fan since 1955, I believe.
That's right, yep.
Would you ever contemplate doing what Damien's saying and changing?
Oh no. You know, it satisfies some sort of basic human, especially amongst men, to support, adhere to, be loyal to. But I reckon, you know, you watch football, especially those who go regularly. It takes the aggression out of life.
Jim, thank you, George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, David. Morning, Damien.
Morning, George.
See, you're making a note to the team. Is there something wrong with me? What are you on about?
Where do you start?
Is there something wrong with you? But especially Damien. Damien, is there something wrong with your head? Are you right in the head that you could call yourself a Man United fan who switched to supporting Arsenal? What football fan in his right mind? What person that called himself a football fan could switch teams like that there? You get your team when you're born, see, you do, and that's your team for life. You stick by them through thick and thin. So hell and high water, but that's your side till the day you die, from the cradle to the grave.
Okay, I understand that point of view. I don't agree with it. I think, what sort of football fan am I? Probably a football fan that's prepared to think for himself. I think your blind loyalty to a team, just totally unquestioning loyalty, allows you to be taken massive advantage of by that team. I think it would be much more sensible to appraise it fairly regularly, to look at your team. Is it still the same team that you supported?
With respect, Damien, it's not the team. You're getting it wrong, you see. It's not the team you support. It's the club. It's your club. So it is. You know, I'm 50 years of age, and I've been a Glasgow Rangers fan for 50 years and 9.5 months. I worked that out. So it is.
It's not really a club for you, is it? It's just a place that you spend a lot of money to go and hang about in.
It's not. It's a place where you give your money to keep it going, keep your tradition going, keep going with what you feed into. You know, you said that the club don't know you. The club do know you. So I mean,
how does the club know you?
All shops and restaurants operate on that principle.
Any club,
you have to give them money so they keep going.
Any team that you're really into, you know, be it Man United, Arsenal, be it Celtic, be it Rangers. Rangers are a big family. They're a massive family. You know, when I've seen here when Rangers fans get into trouble, their family get into trouble, fans all over the world will rally around them. You know, you'll find that fans that go to games and fans that are right into their club, that's the same with, it's not just Rangers. Rangers are a massive family, but that's the same with any club, you know what I mean? And a true football fan will cross divides, you know what, includes Celtic, Rangers, Man United, Liverpool.
What's the difference? What's the difference, George, between a football fan who stays with the same club all year? Sorry, the difference between a football fan who switches their allegiances to clubs and someone who's had an Audi all of their life, and they get a wee bit older, maybe a wee bit more money, and they think, all right, I want a Mercedes now. I'll fancy a change. What's the difference?
That's monetarily value, Stephen. The club's your club, you know.
They don't let you in free, do they? And they don't give you a discount, given the dependent on the length of time you're a fan.
You can get a discount.
If you're a true football fan, you club membership. In free. So you pay your money to keep the club at a level you expect.
You pay your money to make the multi-millionaire footballers even richer.
Well, here we go. The usual routine about footballers.
Every business.
We don't hear that about golfers or tennis players or something. It's just for some reason people get obsessed with footballers earning the money.
It's not all about money, David.
Well, I'm glad to hear you finally admitting that, Stephen. Here's the point Damien's missing as well, is he's missing out on the true highs. If he's just passing through, then it doesn't matter so much to him. So if Arsenal did beat Chelsea in the FA Cup final with a late winner from Sanchez, he wouldn't be as excited as the true fan who really matters, because you know what? He could support Chelsea next season.
Stephen, can I tell you something about...
Let's let Damien reply to that. Hold on, George.
That's again, a crazy argument where you think some human beings are capable of enjoying something more than other human beings. You're a more supporty supporter. I think the purest way to enjoy football is to just enjoy the game. And I think if you can enjoy the game and to separate yourself from this mad tribalism,
you're more likely to appreciate it.
David in Warringstown. Morning, David.
How you doing, Steve? I'm taking you read the wee comment that I give to young Neil.
Go ahead, David.
22 overpaid volley dancers, sporting dodgy hairdos, with egos bigger than their cars, prancing up and down a well-maintained field for 90 minutes while trying to score a goal. I'm trying to get a BAFTA for acting. Now, please explain the logic. When I watched football many, many years ago as a young fella, it was real football, and footballers weren't getting paid massive amounts of money, and they didn't go on massive ego trips. They were down-to-earth, decent blokes who went out and worked hard to play a game. It's all about money today. You take the like of Wayne Rooney, what's he on, $250,000 a week? That's more than you're getting. You know what I mean?
We don't know what he's getting.
Well, he's getting a lot of money, and he's getting... Nobody's worth that. Nobody.
Well, what if the sport generates that?
But then you get the footballers who are bringing the sport into disrepute because they think they can do it. They like... It seems to be the only sport in the world that gets dragged down into the gutter by the actions of the players.
Well, that's not true. I mean, look at the Olympics and all the scandals around the Olympics. Look at tennis. I mean, every sport. The reason why football gets publicity sometimes is because there's more interest in it in the papers. So nobody's hanging around rugby union players coming into nightclubs because nobody really cares about rugby union that much.
What about the guy who? What about the guy who groomed the wee girl? What about the guy who the drunken footballer?
You can't damn the whole industry on the basis of some bad behaviour by individual, however abhorrent that is.
David, thank you, Winston in Belfast. Morning, Winston.
Hello, Steve. What about you?
Doing all right.
Just want to ask this boy over here. You know, he supported Manchester United, and then he changed the Arsenal.
Yeah, his name's Damien. Speak to him directly.
Yes, Damien. What about you?
Hello.
Hello. I tell you what. You know, the love for Manchester United, the whole history of the club, the Busby Babes, Sir Matt, Sir Alex, and all that sort of thing. The next thing you changed all of a sudden went to Arsenal. What did you feel when you were sitting Arsenal beating Manchester United? How did you feel? Well, I want to know what was going through your head. When you sat and watched that match and seen Arsenal beating United, how did you feel?
I enjoyed the game very much.
You enjoyed the game. You supported Manchester United all your life, and then next minute you sat and enjoyed watching Arsenal beat them. And then you say you were a Manchester United supporter. There's no way that you were a proper Manchester United supporter. The history of the club, Sir, the Busby Babes, Sir Matt, Sir Alex, and the next thing you just turn your back and all that.
When
it's in you, it's in you. There's no way you could turn your back on that. I think you're an absolute disgrace, mate. No harm to you. And do you know what? You can stay for Arsenal because you'll be changing to someone this time next year because they'll be getting rid of Wenger this year. So they're absolutely rubbish. At least we're in the final of the Europa League here, so we are. And we're going up the way, so we are.
I think Arsenal just beaking at it, to be fair.
The Europa League.
Well,
wow.
Yeah.
The Europa Hotel League, it's known as.
Yeah, the Europa League gets you access to the Champions League. But more than Arsenal look at, I can tell you that,
too. I wouldn't be too sure about that.
So do you seriously think that he's not as much a fan as you are?
Absolutely not. When you're younger, when you're in up, you're already coming to a team, and then they change all of a sudden. What sort of a person's that?
You know, we're not talking about life and death situations here. What sort of a person's that?
About life and death.
He's not a criminal. He's changing. He's changing football club, for goodness sake. He's not shooting somebody.
We're talking about Manchester United here. The biggest club in the world.
Not get carried away. It's sixth place in the Premier League. Sixth place.
My God. I just want to know what he felt. You know, what feelings did he have when he was sitting going, oh, I support them? Or was he saying to himself, like, oh, I hope he wins this tackle?
He told you. He didn't care. He enjoyed the game.
So this is, I think, the problem that...
wasn't a Manchester United supporter in the first place, Stephen, a bit like yourself. You're a season ticket holder. Gee, how much money do you contribute to the club this year? Do you buy the shirts? Do you buy all that there?
Yes, I buy the shirts, but they don't fit me, but I do buy them.
Right. Well, to see your season ticket holder, see your seat. Why don't you give that seat to someone a couple of times a year, you know, some kid or someone who's maybe down to get their hands, just going with Old Trafford to watch them. Trying down to get to the theatre of dreams.
Damien?
I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
Well, he's basically saying that you're not a proper and fit person for this society because you've changed club.
So this is, I think, the problem with a lot of football support is that it's this you sort of live and die by the fortunes of your team.
And I think
hold on, let him finish, Winston. Hold
and
on.
I don't blame the caller at all for feeling that way, because he's been encouraged by multi-million-pound marketing campaigns to feel exactly that way. He's wrapped up his sense of self-worth in a football team, in the fortunes of a football team. I would bet he's never met any of the players. He's never met the manager. But he
Tell you what, that's a lie. Because here, my claim to fame is I was nearly knocked down by Eric Cantona or Matt Busby way. And the happiest minute, the happiest moment of my life. He nearly knocked me down. The man, shook the fan. It was like meeting God himself.
Okay, so that's where we are. And I think you've become so sort of subjectively identified with your team that it's, you know, you're no longer in the realms of logic.
Yeah.
But the idea is...
Are you saying that you're now a logical man because you change teams?
You're right,
and everybody else who has phoned in here is wrong.
You're genuine.
That's what you're saying.
You, Winston, are genuinely angry at this guy, Damien.
I'm absolutely disgusted. But it is something. I started supporting Manchester United. I'm 43 now. When I was about 6 years of age, I went to a car boot sale and I bought a wee badge. No use to sew on your wee black jacket. That was the days of John Kidman, Sir Alex Ferguson, when the Manchester United merchandise shop was just a wee portacam.
Do you not think you, Winston, are slightly deranged as to how important football is in your life?
Give me a laugh.
No.
I think he's probably angry because his team isn't very good anymore, to be fair.
Okay. All right. Winston, thank you very much.
You're trying to bait me here and I'm not taking the bait.
Damien Riley, thank you very much indeed. David Gordon, thank you.